Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Zara E. Keller.
No, you have the wrong number.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm calling because I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to take the survey?
What's your opinion about?
It's about your motivations and attitude towards the U.S. at this moment, you know, with all the political issues going on. So we just want to know people's opinion, and we do it through a survey.
To be honest, I'm not very politically versed. I don't know if you want somebody with my lack of knowledge of politics.
No, well, it's not about, you know, studying politics. It's just about your opinion in general about some of the subjects going on right now in the country. So we just rate your attitude and your opinions for some of those situations, and we do it through a survey, just a few questions, no longer than 10 minutes, maybe less.
Sure, I guess so. I got nothing to do.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself, first question, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. What is the year of your birth? Not the exact birthday, but the year.
1964. That's 64.
1964. Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter, or like many people, you're not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, white, non-Hispanic.
Thank you. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or some other race?
White.
White. Thank you very much, ma'am. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your future.
Right now, negative.
Thank you. The planet?
Negative.
Okay. The country?
Positive.
Thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel it has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Next question. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? You have to choose 3 of these. Climate change, mental health, national security, racism and discrimination, healthcare, crime, education, gun violence, any of those so far?
Yeah, healthcare.
Okay.
What was the one you said about acceptance, race, creed, or color?
Racism and discrimination.
Yep.
Okay. Immigration, student loans, abortion access, economy, and cost of living. Any of those?
Abortion access.
Thank you very much. Next question.
It's on the top of my list.
I understand. Thank you very much. Thinking about the chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? You have to choose 3. Advancing in your career, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, any of those so far?
Yep.
Okay.
Advancing my future.
Okay.
Advancing my career. And my... physical well-being.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to continue reading. Maybe you find another one. Hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, caring for senior and family members, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, any of those?
Yeah, taking care of my elderly family.
Thank you. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your profession, being American, your spiritual religious beliefs, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being a woman, any of those?
The top three.
Okay. Which one you want to choose?
The ones on up the top. Up to three, or how many did you want?
Yeah, up to three. You could choose up to three.
The first three that you mentioned.
Thank you very much. Your profession, being American, and your spiritual and religious beliefs.
Correct.
Thank you. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two. Exhaustion, pride, dread, happiness, disappointment, sadness, hope, anger, frustration.
Disappointment, frustration.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement number A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C. Our government and political system will never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one is closest to your opinion?
B.
Thank you very much. Next question. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systematic racism, division and gridlock between political parties. Too many old white men in power. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system, corporate money has too much influence. Any of those?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Can you please just tell me if one or two?
The first three you mentioned.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, next question. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress.
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. The Supreme Court.
A lot.
Valid initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
A lot.
Thank you, President Joe Biden.
I have mixed emotions. How about right now?
Okay. Okay. No problem. Your city government.
A lot.
Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
Right in the middle.
Okay, that will be somewhat or a little?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your state government?
A lot.
Thank you. We are at 30%. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Number one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. So does that motivate you a lot, somewhat unmotivating, or it doesn't motivate you at all?
Doesn't motivate me at all.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against businesses to discriminate. I'm sorry. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
That's not cool. Yeah, okay. Motivated to do something. To do something is I find out who it is and I do not patronize them. Grab muffins, whoever I can.
So that will be somewhat motivating?
Oh, very motivating.
Very motivating. Okay, thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Very motivating.
Thank you. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Okay, so that will be somewhat motivating or very motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you very much. Next question. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Do you think that will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective?
Not at all.
Thank you. Next question. Attending a protest.
Effective.
Effective. Thank you. That will be somewhat effective or very effective?
Very effective.
Okay, thank you. Signing a petition.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Boycotting a company.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or in social media.
No, not very effective.
Not very effective. Thank you. Yeah. Voting in elections.
Very effective.
Thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Not very effective.
Not very effective. Thank you very much. We are over 51%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that they keep them from voting, which best describes why you have or may have not voted in previous elections. You can choose up to three. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Any of those so far?
Yeah, didn't know enough about the candidates.
Okay, thank you. You didn't think to vote will be counted properly. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Voting doesn't change things no matter what. Your mail and ballot did not arrive in time. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Any of those?
Yeah, I don't think my vote really matters.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Number one, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our governments reflect us and our values. Does that engage you a lot, engage you a little bit, engage you a little less, or engage you a lot less?
A little bit.
A little bit, thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for livable and sustainable future. Do you engage a lot, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Oh, well.
Thank you. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggered near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match the energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you engage a lot, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
A little.
Thank you. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to break the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Do you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Next question. We are 80% now. What are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose up to two. TikTok, Twitter, news or informational articles online, local TV news station, national TV news station, YouTube, any of those so far?
The radio, YouTube.
Thank you. International news outlets, podcasts, Facebook, Instagram?
Podcast.
Podcast. Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Shows and movies, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips or hacks, humor, memes, government politics, sports, businesses, finance, any of those so far?
Humor.
Okay.
Technology.
Technology, okay, thank you. That will be enough. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, any of those?
It was some college but no degree.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. I went to a training school to have a thing for that.
I understand. Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Bisexual.
Thank you. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you very much. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. Thank you very much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
Who did you vote for?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$50,000.
Okay.
Six zero.
Okay. Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.